joy everywhere. Connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged. We are Kelly Mill.
Hi, Colts. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Heidi. Welcome to this week's Kelly Mill Coltcast.
Mindset Mosaic.
Crafting your path to greatness.
So Heidi, it's time for the Mindset Mosaic.
I'm so excited because this week we have a special guest
in the studio. Welcome, Logan.
Hey, Logan.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
Thank you for coming into the
Logan
studio.
Logan from Miss Eaton's fourth grade class. I need to let the listeners know that he's a Mrs. Mikowski alumni. Yep.
Love that.
Yes, he is.
That's awesome. Hey, Logan, last week our focus for the mindsets was embrace every moment.
Mm. Of course it was.
Yeah. So tell us what's something that you learned
about embracing every moment.
Well, I would say every moment matters. You only have plenty of time till your life comes to an end, and you want to live life to the fullest and embrace all of it.
Wow, that's so profound. I love that.
Did I ever share with you the jelly bean, your life in jelly beans video when you were in my class?
I don't think you did.
Yeah, because we talked about how, like, you only have so many jelly beans, like, that represents each day.
Yeah.
And you never know how many of those are.
Yeah.
So you're right, Logan. Making every day count.
Every day count.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think helps you the most as far as thinking about things like that?
Well, every day I wonder things. And then I think I have so much to live for. I have my family. I have a food on my table every day. I have everything I really need. I have a great teacher. Shout out to Miss Eaton.
Yeah.
I have a great classmates.
You do.
I have everything I'd ever wanted, really.
Logan, you're amazing.
So, but can I ask you something, though? Have you ever had a time that's been a little bit challenging? Have you been able to still learn to appreciate every moment, even when times are tough? Has that ever happened to you yet?
Yeah.
And how do you do that, then?
I just think about the things that make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I have recess.
Yeah.
I have the roof above my head. I have God's always watching over all of us. Some of us may not follow that religion, but God's always blessing us mm-hmm. every day. And I just am thankful for that.
That's good. Kind of pulls you through.
Yeah. I love how you're doing that. And, you know, keeping the glass half full.
Yes.
And embracing every moment. That's so cool.
Yeah, my family calls me a optimist. Sometimes
yes.
I would say so.
You're a good kind of kid to have around, though. Like, we all need that in our life.
Yeah.
You're flattering me.
It's the truth.
Hey, Logan, what do you think about the morning meetings that you guys have in your classroom? Do you find that they're helpful or informative?
Of course they are. I mean, I love what Ms. Smith is doing with these things. And I think when we have a bad day or something went wrong, like we were too loud specials, our teacher will be like, okay, guys, we got another day, another do-over. Let's redo this. And Ms. Eaton does morning meetings great.
Oh, that's good.
I love that.
Would you recommend that every class has morning meetings? In every school, do you think that it's beneficial?
It's beneficial and emotional. I mean, quotes from people who had to go through things that were rougher, much mm-hmm. rougher than what we have to go through. And some kids think it's hard to go through a day of school. Well, some people had to go through political debates or
mm-hmm.
other things that are really just hard.
That's right. Some people have it a lot harder than we do, and we need to remember that.
Do you have a favorite mindset?
My favorite mindset? I can't pick.
Okay.
They're all good, huh?
Yeah.
So, Logan, since I'm not in the classroom anymore, it's been a long time, can you kind of tell me what happens during a morning meeting quickly? Or?
Yeah, set the stage for us.
Yeah.
Like, what happens there?
So, say you have a bad day, then your teacher, she upbeats you all. She just tells you guys, we can redo this all. We can do this better. Then the class, they look at the quote. They think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we all debate about it. And sometimes as a political speaker, I like to debate very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the class really just enjoys morning meetings.
So will Miss Eaton put like a quote on the whiteboard? Do you watch something, a video, or what does that look like? How does it get started?
Everyone thinks the hook starts it. I think it's the quote.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
The quote makes people think.
Yeah.
The
and
hook
then
is
you
just,
discuss it.
The hook is, why would we need a hook if we're already interested in it after like months of learning about it? I think morning meeting is not about a hook. It's about quotes, people who worked hard and who represented the lessons we learned.
That's a good point. And then you guys get to talk to each other among yourselves and kind of see where everybody's at. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
I like it.
Do you think there's kids in the school that need the hook, though? I mean, I feel like you're already just, like, really invested in it. Do you think the hook does benefit people?
Why don't
people?
You explain that to us, though, Miss Mikowski or Logan? Somebody who may not know what that is, a parent who may not know what that means.
What does the hook seem like? What is that like for you guys?
The hook? Well, that is just a symbol of the start of the meeting, and then everyone... The talking and the debates and the fun, in my opinion, starts when you get to the quote.
Okay.
That's
the hook
great.
Just gets it started.
Gotcha. Okay.
I love it.
I do too. Logan, we have loved having you on here. Would you like to come back sometime? I just think you need to come back again.
I'd love to.
Have you done one of the kid podcasts yet?
I don't think I have.
Okay. All right, I could see that in your future. Mm-hmm. And definitely the oratorical competition
for
next
sure.
year. I could see you kind of really embracing that.
I do too.
As a natural optimist.
Absolutely.
Well, Logan, thanks for sharing with our listeners like what it's like to have a morning meeting. Any final words of wisdom that you can give to the listeners before we let you go?
Yes. Everyone out there, hard or easy, you got it. Think about the people who give you this, the people who provide it. Think about everyone in your everyday life. And I just want you to say, even if you don't follow that religion, even if you don't, whatever your God is, I want you to bless everyone you know.
That's awesome.
That's
and
a great
embrace
way to
every
embrace
single
every moment.
Logan,
yes.
You were the perfect guest for this segment.
I agree. Yeah, thanks, Logan.
Thanks for joining us.
Gladly.
Well, that was so nice having Logan talk about that mindset.
It sure was.
You know, this week our school-wide focus is going to be the time is now. Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
No, not AutoZone.
No, but just get in the zone.
Yeah, getting in the zone is stepping out of what's easy and comfortable.
That's right.
And embracing that growth and change.
Yep. Takes lots of perseverance to do that, to get in the zone.
Yeah.
And you create a more focused and productive mindset when you're in the zone.
Yeah, because, you know, Lisa, real growth can't happen if you stay in your comfort zone.
It can't.
I know it's hard. It's hard to get out.
That's the time you got to get out of your lane, not stay in your lane.
Do.
Get out of your lane. It's a hard one for a lot of people,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, break out of that zone, though. And if you do, just imagine, like, what your zone or mindset would be required to kind of get out of that.
That's exactly right. You know, just the key is to embrace the growth.
Mm-hmm. Challenge yourself.
Challenge yourself. Be vulnerable.
Yeah, we talked about at our faculty meeting about being vulnerable.
That's
putting
a big
yourself
deal.
Out for those changes.
Yeah.
And the zone happens when we're at our best.
It sure does. You know, Heidi, we can help our kids and the students step out of their comfort zones just by encouraging them to embrace new challenges, acknowledge their efforts, highlight their progress.
Yeah, and even like those small baby steps, you know?
Exactly.
If you're making just even small progress towards something
great. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Small, manageable steps. Exactly.
Parents can encourage their kids to try some new easy things.
Yes.
Maybe a new food or talk to somebody that they have never talked to before.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Just something small.
That's right. Also, they just by leading by example.
Yeah, always.
Mm-hmm, just show children how to get into the zone by modeling some focused behavior yourself.
You know, when we took on this project with Bradley doing you and I had to get in the zone.
We did have to get in the zone.
We definitely had to.
It's comfortable for us to be to gab and all that, but this is different.
We had to
get in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
I like
Fun fact, you know, one of the most productive days of the week is Tuesday. Really? Like, just historically, yeah. So that could be a day. I don't know. So that could be a day that, you know, maybe we set out to do something small on a Tuesday to kind of get in that zone.
That small, manageable steps.
I love it.
Do something new on a Tuesday. Well, helping kids get into the zone or a focused and productive mindset, it can be fun.
And rewarding.
Exactly.
And it fits in perfectly with school. I mean, you know, let's go. Let's get in the zone, everybody.
Backstage Pass, here we go. Behind the scenes, all aglow. Secrets shared, stories flow. Join us now, enjoy the show. Backstage Pass, here we go. Behind the scenes, all aglow. Secrets shared, stories flow. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Yeah!
So, Heidi, last week we celebrated our amazing assistant principals.
I know. They should be celebrated every day, but I love that they had a week.
They had a whole week. It was great.
Their doors are fantastic.
I know.
You seen all the love, the outpouring of appreciation?
They're easy to love on.
They sure are. Mm-hmm. And we have some students that have shared their thoughts about our wonderful APs that we're going to listen to them.
All right.
Miss Shabron, you are amazing because when I see you, you are always doing kind things, and it makes me want to do kind things, and it makes me a happier person.
Hey, Miss Beach, thank you for being in our school and helping us and doing the amazing stuff you do.
Thank you, Miss Hummel. I like the way how you're super nice to me and that you're kind of like a mentor.
I like how the way you help us and you help the whole school and you're so nice to us and you're so pretty.
Hello, Miss Shadburn. I just wanted to say that you're always willing to give someone a second chance and you put a lot of hard work into your job. Thank you.
Miss Beach, thank you for helping and supporting me and believing in me all throughout this year.
Miss Hummel, you are the nicest assistant principal in the whole school. You are kind and you help people a lot.
Miss Shadburn, when you come into Miss Goldsberry's classroom, you say good morning and greet us with a smile, and that makes me have a good day. I be kind to other people because of you.
Hello, Miss Beach. I love you and thank you for being kind and beautiful.
Hello, Miss Beach. Thank you for all the help you gave to this school and all the things you've done. We love you, Miss Beach.
Miss Hummel, thank you for all your hard work.
Miss Hummel, you are the best administrator. Thank you for letting us come to your room and visit. And I like the stickers that you give us, and thank you. I like your rock little fountain thing. It's very cool and it smells very good in your room. Thank you.
Miss Shabin, you always encourage me to do my best because you always come in with a smile and always greet us like you are spreading happiness and kindness all around the world.
Thank you, Miss Beach, for helping me through this year. It's been much easier and I'll never forget you.
Miss Hummel, you're the best and thank you for teaching first grade and kindergarten.
You are kind and you're nice, and thank you for helping me do my work.
Miss Shabber, I like how you help us be our best self. You're very kind to me and my class. Thank you for being so supportive to us at KME.
Miss Hubble, you're my favorite teacher, and thank you for taking me to the center room. And you're the nicest principal in the world. Love you.
Miss Beach, thank you so much for helping 5th grade and K-5, especially 5th grade, through all the tough challenges that we faced this year. Most of those challenges were really hard, but you came through and managed to succeed, and we're all very thankful for you. I hope you have a great time at Shallow Point. We will miss you a lot, and 5th grade really needed you this year, so thank you so much for your support.
Miss Shabron, thank you for always helping me calm down when I'm mad. Thank you for always supporting me and believing in me. I'll miss you next year.
Bradley, pass the tissues, please.
I know.
That was beautiful.
And if you want to see the little faces behind those voices, yes, check out our social media and YouTube channel.
Please
the
do.
Video. Oh,
this is amazing.
I know. It was captured beautifully.
It was. Okay, it's time to mark our calendars.
Yes. So there are 2 month-long items to we want to make sure that you are aware
right.
of. So first, April is our Autism Awareness Month. And then the 15th to the 19th, we're going to be celebrating Exceptional Children's Week.
Yes.
So wear blue on Fridays in April.
Please do. And now through April 30th, our first grade team, in honor of National Foster Care Awareness Month in May, first grade is going to be partnering with Totes to Tots. And they're helping them with their mission to provide each child in Forsyth County foster care the dignity to keep and carry their possessions in a permanent travel bag during their stay within the system. So
they're collecting new backpacks, rolling suitcases, reading books, night lights, small flashlights, hygiene products like toothbrushes, hair brushes, deodorant, et cetera.
Check the Colt Connection for specifics, but students can bring their donations to the drop-off tables located in the first grade hallway.
That is such a worthy cause.
Yes, it is.
April 19th, the Fun with Sun tickets. That's the deadline to purchase.
That's right. And the 20th, the next day, is the event at Cool Ray Field.
April 22nd is Earth Day.
And the 22nd through May 3rd. Milestone testings. Now, just be aware, there are no visitors allowed in the building during that time. We just got to keep our kiddos,
keep them first.
All ready. That's exactly right.
Well, that's a wrap.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our Kelly Mulk Cult Cast. If so, please spread the word to our Kelly Mulk families. We'd love to hear from you, so please contact us with your thoughts and any questions. And don't forget to submit your mailbag questions. This link is found on our webpage under the quick link section called Questions About KME. Finally, please rate our podcast on your platform of choice and leave a review. We'd always greatly appreciate that. And until next time, remember, we are called to care. The CARE stands for connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged. And most of all, 1, 2, 3.
Be the light, be the good.